they hung in big pods, and that was what the cows would eat so much in the wintertime. Yeah. And let me see, I get off of one thing and then we just always use hoes and post hole diggers and pitchforks and rakes and things like that on the farm, you know, too. And then we'd plant our potatoes. We'd set out the vines or set out draw potatoes. And then we'd dig them in the fall and bank them. Then we'd put down, we'd level us out a place and we'd put pine straw on that. And then we'd put our potatoes carefully on there and make a molehill, make them come up, you know, to the top pointed, I mean, from the edge of it on up. And then we'd put more pine straw on that. And then we'd take our shovels and put dirt on it. Then when we wanted our potatoes, we'd go scratch us a hole in the side of the potato bank and bring out our potatoes, you know. And then we always ground our cane. We'd always strip it and cut it down and pile it. Then we'd haul it to the sugar mill. We called it the sugar mill. And they'd grind it through it. And then we'd have these boilers, you know, the syrup boilers, kettles, make the ones, and we'd cook it in there. Then we had a tub and had a clean cloth over the top of that tub, and we'd strain it through that. And then when it'd get cool enough, we'd dip it up in our bottles or cans or whatever we wanted for that, you know.
There's one other thing I forgot to ask you about. What do you call that? When the two wheels are hooked on it, you know, that bar runs between the wheels are hooked onto the end of it.
We wouldn't call that a cart, would we?
No.
No?
Like you got two wheels just like that.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's the axle. Axle. Uh-huh. That axle is called.
I think when you saw a log or pine tree log or something like that, you know, you lay it into two things that are shaped kind of like that, and you lay it into a box up here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what that you call that the old, I can't think. I can't think of it now. I'm going to know what it belongs to be called. I can't even think of it now. I know that you cross it like this and put your log up there to saw it, you know. Uh-huh. I don't know now what you'd call that. I can't think. I belong to know, too.
What about those kind of shaped like an 80-foot and a ladyboard flat across them like that?
Oh, them's called I know what it is. You put your lumber on them, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, I can't think of it.
Sawhorses.
Sawhorses. That's it. Sawhorses. Yeah, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Sawhorses. And I imagine that's what that would be to put your log in to saw it up. You'd put it on a horse, sawhorse, you know. Yeah, sawhorse. And then we'd use the old crosscut saws, you know, a long saw with teeth. And one person would be at one end to a handle and the other end to a handle. And you just saw back in two, you know, till you saw your log in two or something like that, you know.
What's the thing you've got bristles, you know, and
curry comb. That's what you use on stock, you know. Mm-hmm. Was a curry comb is what you used on your horses.
What do you use on your own?
Huh?
What do you call the thing that you use on your own?
Oh. Would you just call it a... Well, it wouldn't be a brush, would it? Yeah, a brush. Uh-huh, yeah.
Well, what do you say when you call doing that to your hair? What do you say when
you're
doing it?
Brushing it.
Brushing it.
Uh-huh, brush it. Uh-huh. Anybody fix it?
I will. What's a long lever thing that you use to sharpen a straight razor with?
That's a straight razor. That's the razor strap. Edmund, this is Billy. Pat's sister's boy, and this is Angela. Their girl. And I'm helping him with some of his work he's got to have at school, you know, telling him about old timey things, you know. Yeah, and so it's just taking it down what I was saying, you know. Yeah, let me just.
Okay.